What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the UConn Hockey Podcast. My name is Matthew, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode. On today's podcast, we recap the latest wins that UConn had over Alaska Anchorage and UNH and preview their upcoming series against Boston College. We then talk about where UConn is in the Hockey East standings and what they can do to lock up home ice advantage in the quarterfinals. However, before we get to that part of the episode, make sure you follow us on social media at UConn Hockey Pod and subscribe to our Apple Podcast page and leave a rating and review, and also follow our Spotify account as well. Doing these things helps the podcast grow, helps new people find us, and I would truly appreciate it if you did those things. Now, without further ado, here's today's episode. I hope you guys enjoy. Well, we are back with another episode today, and joining us after a month off in a hiatus is Chris. Chris, welcome back to the pod. Before I get to him, I do want to thank Kevin for coming on the podcast and being our guest co-host for the last couple weeks. It really meant a lot to me. So I just want to say thank you to him for giving up some of his time and talking UConn hockey with me. And hopefully we'll have him back on for one more time previewing the quarterfinal matchup. But Chris, how are you doing? What's been going on with you for the last month?
Not much. Been pretty quiet. I'm always glad when Kevin's on too. I think he does a great job. Probably does better than I do. So I enjoy listening to his episodes for sure.
Let's get into talking about the latest series that UConn had. And it was a good bounce back weekend for UConn as they had a tough weekend against at UNH to bounce back with a win over Alaska Anchorage, even though it meant really nothing regarding pairwise, but to get the big 3 points against UNH to put themselves in good position heading into the final weekend is a positive sign to see for this team heading into obviously some big games in the postseason as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it doesn't mean much for pairwise. I'm not sure the remaining games they have here are going to be much for them for pairwise, but it's good to be, you want to get into the habit of winning. And certainly coming out of that UNH series, it was pretty tough to come out of that. So, yeah, to get a win on, what was it, Thursday, and then get a win on Saturday, you know, get you back into the winning habit, which is what you want to be here as you get to the, you know, final two games of the season.
I will say I do think this UConn team is very capable of making a run in the Hockey East tournament. And I think there's a lot of teams that are capable of making a run, but I feel like UConn is definitely able to make it back to the Garden. All you got to do is just win one game, but you want to put yourselves in the best position to do that, and you want to have that quarterfinal game at Toscano rather than going on the road, whether it's against Lowell or Providence. So that's what UConn's focus is for this weekend. But let's just recap a little bit of last weekend. Let's start off with the Anchorage game. Yes, it meant nothing in pairwise, but I thought UConn worked out some of their, I guess, struggles in this game. And one of those struggles was, surprisingly, the penalty kill. I thought that's been a big strength for them, but the penalty kill really struggled in that game. But most importantly, it was good to see UConn sort of like get an adversity win on overtime. And even though this was sort of a glorified exhibition game, I thought UConn played very well for most of the game. They got off to a good start. I think the big thing for this game was sort of getting more shots on net rather than just missing the net. Even the players alluded to it after the game that they felt like they were missing too many shots and they weren't getting them on net. Even though UConn was out playing at Anchorage for most of that game, I felt like if you looked at the shots on goal totals, it was pretty much even, and I think that just shows the story about putting more shots in net and crashing the net and getting more opportunities. And I feel like that sort of game was important for that reason, just sort of getting, like, they were off for a week to sort of like get back to the groove and working out some bad habits. And I feel like they had their good habits, they established it in that game, but they also got rid of some of their bad habits in that game, and I feel like it led them to success against UNH on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing for me, you know, I would have liked to see him just sort of dominate that game from start to finish. I think it was frustrating to watch sort of how, you know, they let Alaska hang around. And, you know, to get to overtime, I think, you know, you're a little bit, I don't say disappointed, that's not the right word, but, you know, certainly, you know, to have to go to overtime to win that game, well, yes, it was exciting that they won in overtime. You know, I would have rather liked to see them sort of take control of the game for a full 60 minutes, really sort of, dominate a game from start to finish. I'm still sort of waiting for that this year. And I guess I kind of did that on Saturday when they played, you know, UNH. So it was good that they did it against a Hockey East opponent a couple of days later. You know, probably worked some rust out. I mean, certainly it was probably fun playing in front of a student-only crowd. So, but Yeah, I don't know. You're certainly a little bit more optimistic about, or you know, you're looking more at the brighter side of the Alaska game than I am. I felt like I don't know. They didn't seem to. Again, you know, like to see maybe a little bit urgency or just a little bit more. Clearly sort of being more command of the game than I felt like they were.
Well, I'll give a shout out to Ben Fox, who basically told me this after the Anchorage game, but he said like the game really meant nothing pair-wise. UConn's pretty much out of it. I think they have a 10% chance of getting an at-large bid. So pair-wise, you kind of have to throw it out the window. It really means nothing. It, like I said before, sort of a glorified exhibition game. And you know what? That game was for the students, and I feel like all the students that have never been to a hockey game before that went to that game will definitely go back because of how exciting it was. And the reason why it was exciting was, one, it was an overtime win, but I thought UConn was very physical. They had some big hits. Obviously, Pascucci had that huge one. I think it was in the second period, if I'm not mistaken. But I think it was more – that game was also good because they broke bad habits. Obviously, you know, it sucks seeing them blow a two-goal lead and not do well in the penalty kill, but I feel like they learned from that game and worked out those bad habits in Friday practice probably, and I feel like they learned from the game. They learned a lot from that Anchorage game that led them to dominate on Saturday, I guess is what I'm trying to say, even though I can't really say it that articulately right now, but I just felt like they played very well for the most part. They just weren't finishing their chances, and I guess that's been sort of frustrating, is just that consistency of finishing their chances, because there's been some games where they've dominated and only scored like two or three goals, and then there's been some games where they haven't played well, but they've scored like four goals, and they win that game. It's just sort of, for me, like trying to get some consistency going as the end of the season approaches, because you need consistency if you want to go on a run in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on that game. I mean, I think, you know, if anything, for me, that game, could only really result in bad things for the most part. If they lost the game, it would have been, you know, complete disaster, I think, obviously, pair-wise. Not that there was a lot of, upward mobility, you know, with that win anyway. But just felt like that game, you had a lot more to lose than to win. And it just would have been nice if they had, again, you know, we're able to get there from, you know, for 60 minutes. But you know what? I don't know. Moving on, win's a win. And again,
it was good to also see Hudson Shandor get that OT winner. Weird shot. It felt like it was sort of like the goal he had, and then it trickled behind him, and it was a goal. But Hudson Shandor has been playing great, so that was a fun game to see him sort of continue his hot streak.
Yeah, that was a knuckle puck for sure. And to me, Hudson Shandor has been the MVP of the team this season.
What was your thoughts on the student-only game? Because me and Kevin talked about it last week. Kevin felt like if the arena was bigger, they probably wouldn't need a student-only game. But the atmosphere looked pretty intense from what I was hearing on the broadcast. And Coach Cav obviously liked it after the game. He said he wants more student-only games for next season. So I don't know. I think it's a unique idea, but I feel like at the same time, it's a very hard thing to tell some of your loyal season ticket holders that they can't go to certain games. So I feel like there's got to be a way where like certain season ticket holders can go to a student-only game. I don't know how you can work that out, but the atmosphere was great, and hopefully some new UConn hockey fans were made at that game, and some fans that go to UConn that might not have gone to a hockey game, went to that game, will want to come back, and it just makes the atmosphere for other games much better. So hopefully I think there was a lot more positive to take away from it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. You hope it, you know, introduces the students to, you know, who maybe aren't familiar with hockey. Obviously, we all know basketball is king at UConn, so it's an opportunity to get maybe some students who maybe don't know a lot about the sport to get them into it. So I'm okay with, you know, maybe one game a year being a student game, but you're right. I think it'd be difficult to sort of ask season ticket holders to give up more than one game a year, for student-only games.
So let's talk about the UNH win, which was an absolute domination win, 6-1. The Jakes went off, 7 points for all four Jakes from UConn, but just a great win. And one thing that I didn't like about the Anchorage game was how they sort of let go of that two-goal lead, and they were sort of in a similar position on Saturday, and then instead of letting up the two-goal lead, they added three more goals of their own, and it felt like the depth scoring took place. And just one thing I want to mention, obviously it was unfortunate that Ty Amonte was hurt for these past two games, but I felt like Jake Black really stepped up in that bottom six role, which was good to see, and he's definitely going to be a player that's going to be fighting for ice time as the season progresses. And I know he got an assist on Saturday, and it was cool to see him go against his brother on Saturday as well. So just a freshman that really stood out to me, so I kind of want to give him a shout out. And then Jack Pascucci, I thought, played very well in the extra defenseman spot as well. So just two freshmen that you're not going to see them show too much. You're not going to see their names pop up on the score sheet too much, but it was good to see their contributions that don't stir up the stat sheet, which I thought was important for this UConn team. Getting back to the Saturday's game, it was just a great win. Good to see the depth scoring. I thought Sergeyev played great. He made some really key saves to keep them in it, because there were some points in the game where UNH was out shooting UConn. I just thought it was an overall great win. Everyone played well, and I think that's definitely a win that can boost your confidence. And you're heading into a big series against BC where you're going to need a lot of confidence, especially to beat them on the road in their senior night on Friday. So I just thought it was a great win. Good bounce back win, especially since UNH swept them the prior weekend. And yeah, I just thought there wasn't a lot of complaints from me from this one. I was really happy with this performance. And this is the type of performance I think UConn can have more consistently. And I'm hoping that they can have these type of performances more consistently as well.
Well, that's what you wanted to see, right? I mean, in the Alaska game, which I would say is incomplete, I felt like the Saturday game was complete. You know, I think they jumped out 3-0, if I'm not mistaken, and never really looked back. So, I mean, that's kind of what you want to see. You hope they build off of that. And you're right. It was definitely good to see them perform that way, particularly after, you know, the way they played up in New Hampshire for those two games.
So two solid wins. Unfortunately, it really means nothing regarding pairwise. I still like to talk about it because it's something I'm interested in. UConn remains 20th in pairwise. And they moved down in the USCHO poll. I think they're now 17th. So unfortunately, those two wins didn't really mean much regarding national polling and pairwise. But for team confidence and for heading into the right direction and for good momentum, those two wins were very important. And I feel like there were two good performances. Obviously, there were some things to work out in the Anchorage game. But regardless, you got two wins, and that's all you want at the end of the day, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, I think for a UConn fan, you know, what you're looking at this point is, not to jump ahead here, but I'm going to jump ahead a little bit, you know, to this weekend series against BC. I think from a UConn fan's perspective, you look at it, it's like they need 1 point to get a quarterfinal bye, and then 3 points to host to get home ice advantage. So, you know, for me, you know, everything else is behind me. It's like I'm solely looking for them to secure 3 points this weekend, and then you'll identify that most likely it feels like it's going to be Lowell that they're going to play. You know, there's a possibility that could switch out, but I don't know. To me, it just feels like that's the team that they're going to wind up playing, the 4-5 matchup. And you'd much rather have that game at home than on the road. And, you know, really just focus on that. And then, you know, if they have a good weekend series against BC and they have a good game, you know, good quarterfinal game, then, you know, see what happens. See who makes it to the Garden at that point, and you take your chances.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's weird. I feel like UConn always plays in that 4-5 game. Maybe that's just me. I feel like for the past few years, they're always in that game. But
I think, well, that's where they finished, right? I mean, past couple of years, they've been 4th.
So that's where they've been. Anyway, let's talk about BC for a little bit. We already saw them this year when UConn beat them in October back in Hartford. It feels like that game was so long ago now. But BC, let's start off talking about their starting goalie, which is Mitch Benson. Benson, from what I remember seeing him, I thought he was a good goalie, but not great. I think he makes the saves he's supposed to, but I feel like he also won't make that big save to keep BC in it. Regardless, though, I think he's a solid goalie for BC. He's a transfer from Colgate. I think he's one of the oldest college hockey players. So that's going to be Boston College starting goalie for these two games. And obviously the player to look out for is freshman Cutter Gauthier. He's had an amazing season. In my opinion, he's been the best freshman in Hockey East. And I think he's gotten better. I think he's gone a lot better since we last saw him at UConn. And I remember you telling me after that game that you thought UConn did a good job making him look invisible. I feel like that's going to be tougher to do now since he has a lot more games under his belt in college hockey. And he's just a really solid player, uses his body very well. But I think that shot is what impresses me most about his game. And yeah, there's a reason why he was a top 5 overall pick. You can definitely see it when you watch him play. And that's definitely the guy to look out for regarding Boston College this weekend.
Yeah, I thought they defended him well in that first game. I thought they took away some of his time and space. But, you know, again, he's a great player. He's the Hockey East Rookie of the Month for February. You know, so in the month of February, he had 10 points, you know, 3 goals, 7 assists, and 8 games during the month. I think he posted, you know, 33 shots on goal, which ranked, you know, 6 in the NCAA among first-year players. Was also a +2 for the month. So, you know, definitely he's their guy. He's the marquee guy. he's a guy you gotta, you know, sort of keep, defend well and keep him in check and, you know, keep him off and make somebody else beat you if they have to.
Yeah, and another thing that should be noted about this series is BC got swept by Maine last weekend, and that was a huge sweep for them because now they're basically fighting for home ice in the play-in game. And so BC's going to be coming out to this game very hungry. So if you're UConn, that's something that you have to consider as well, because I feel like BC is in the exact same position UConn was last week.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Friday night's game, it's senior night, so you would think, you know, that's going to be the game they're going to be, I mean, both of them probably, but certainly the Friday night game is the one they're going to be, you know, fired up, ready to play, want to represent the seniors well. So UConn needs to be ready. Again, it all has to be about being ready, you know, playing solid, you know, right from the first puck drop and, getting up and getting control early on them. I think if you can do that and then stay on top, you know, stay ahead of the puck, then you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think the keys for this series, for in my opinion, are one, solid goaltending. I thought BC last time did a good job creating chances and also doing a good job drawing penalties. So UConn has to really stay out of the box, and then also just defend well, play a great two-way game. But one thing that I was really impressed with the UNH game was how UConn was getting pucks in deep and sort of moving the puck well amongst the blue line and doing a great job in the neutral zone and making UNH struggle to get zone entries. And that's what UConn has to do in this series against BC, because they're sort of a high-flying offensive team. So if you sort of struggle, if you dominate the neutral zone play, BC's going to struggle to get zone entries. And if you get pucks in deep and move the puck very well amongst the blue lines, it's going to be hard for BC to break out the zone. And that's going to really neutralize the speed that they have amongst the forwards that they have. And I think that's going to be UConn's success, to sort of contain BC and make it hard for them to sort of get those good offensive chances that they had last in October when UConn played them last time. I think that was the one thing I remember from that game, was how BC took advantage of that. They just really couldn't finish any of their chances, which has been a struggle for them this year. They really haven't finished a lot of chances, but they're a team with a lot of skill, and when it clicks, they're a really, really talented team, in my opinion. I think you saw that when they played Harvard. They took them to overtime, and they have a lot of skill. It's just the question of, is the goalie good enough really to get them far? And is Cutter Gauthier good enough to sort of carry a team? That's sort of been my take on BC this year.
Yeah, I think he is. And, I mean, I don't really have much more to add than what you were saying. Mm-hmm. So I just, I would like, you know, UConn to play with some urgency. Yeah. You know, take care of, if you can, win the game on Friday. Get your 3 points on Friday, and then you come home. And,
I feel like you also want to win for your senior night at Toscano as well. So I want to get 6 points, not just three.
You definitely would love to get six, but but what I'm saying is, you know, get the 3 points first. You know, you got to get those 3 points because you want to secure that home ice advantage in the quarterfinal game. So it would be great to go get it on, you know, Friday night. Then you roll in the stores on Saturday. And, you know, you can play with some comfort, you know, and then play for your seniors at night. So, and play for some comfort and then try to get the 6 points. And, again, build off momentum from the game on Saturday. You know, if you can sweep the series, now you got a three-game win streak and you're rolling into the playoffs feeling pretty good about yourself.
Yeah, and that's the thing I want. I want you kind of be in a good position heading into the playoffs. But I also think home ice is key, because if you get home ice in the quarterfinals, I think it's more comfortable for your team, but also if you win that game, you're back in the garden. All you need to do is win one game, and then you're basically playing with house money at that point. And you never know what could happen in all these other games. You know, upsets do happen, especially in a single elimination tournament. So there's a chance where if UConn wins their quarterfinal game, they might play a lower tier team than what we expected because of the upsets. So you just never know what could happen. I think UConn, my expectation for this team was at least to get back to the garden, and right now they're in position to do that if they take care of business this weekend. And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I agree with you. I think it's definitely going to be a lull. It's just a matter of whether they go to lull or if the game's in stores or not. So we'll just see what happens this weekend. But I know UConn sort of has the advantage because lull got swept against Merrimack last weekend when they had the game in hand.
Again, control what you can control. And that is, you can control where you're going to play, and, you know, that's about it. So control that, and then you can worry about the opponent, whoever that's going to be, when it reveals itself, and and it's going to be at your place. So control what you can control.
Now let's do a little recap for Hockey East before we end off this podcast. The biggest thing I sort of alluded to earlier was Merrimack getting the sweep over Lowell. They have now won four straight games, going back to a couple weekends ago when they swept BU. Seems like Merrimack's in a good position right now to get in the playoffs and potentially win the Hockey East regular season championship. I think this team's interesting to me because when they're on, they're one of the best teams in Hockey East, but they've also had some really bad games, especially in January. So I'm interested to see where they stand come playoff time. And I think it's good that they're, I guess, playing well during playoff time because that's sort of when you want to play your best hockey. But it'll be interesting. I think there's three teams that really scare me in the Hockey East playoffs if UConn were to make it that far, and that's Northeastern, BU, and Merrimack. And I think Merrimack scares me because they have a lot of experience up front, but when they're on, they're like one of the best teams in Hockey East, and I think you saw that this past weekend.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's hard for me to look that far ahead because I just...
You're one game at a time. That's what Cap wants.
One game at a time, and it's hard to look that far ahead because a lot of things can happen, and... You know, I don't think anybody expected UConn to be in the final last year. So, you know, could another team, you know, that you were not expecting to be in the final be in the final? Sure. I think it's real possible. So, you know, I think if UConn can get back into the, you know, the semifinals, get back to the Garden, then, you know, you see what happens. But, you know, I think we've all were hoping that, you know, for an NCAA tournament bid this year.
It could still happen.
Obviously, the only way it's going to happen is if they got to run the table. They got to win the three games in the Hockey East. You know, if they get the bye, they need to, you know, do the three games to get there. So, yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to look that far ahead because yeah. I just the way the season's
Merrimack's
gone.
Play,
it's
I'm just saying Merrimack's playing well, and that's definitely a team to look out for in the playoffs. I guess that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I say let's do that when the playoffs reveal themselves. Let's do a playoff special.
Well, we're doing around the league segments. That's why I sort of mentioned it. But next up is Northeastern splits with UMass. Friday's game was very entertaining. It was good seeing UMass throw some big body checks against some of those Northeastern players, and UMass got the big win on Friday for their senior night, but then Northeastern bounced back and kind of dominated that game on Saturday. Northeastern is basically on the bubble to make the tournament as an at-large, but they're also in the mix to win the Hockey's regular season championship. BU swept Vermont last weekend as well, so it's basically between Merrimack, Northeastern, and BU. My guess is BU should win the Hockey's regular season championship because Merrimack has a game on hand against them, but it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out because I think – I don't know who BU plays next weekend. I think it might be – I don't have the schedule on me. Chris is looking it up, so let me just stall for a few seconds until he finds it. So it'll be interesting to see if BU – that's – the schedule's not loading. Let's just say it's not Vermont, I'll tell you that. Great podcasting here, folks.
Providence.
All right, so that's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think BU should win one of those games, at least get a split, and we'll see what happens, especially since they have that game in hand against Merrimack. And I think that's all they need because I think it'll be tough for Northeastern to sort of get 6 points against Lowell this weekend since Lowell has a lot to fight for. So that's my prediction at least. We'll see what happens. But luckily for UConn, they can't win the Hockey's regular season championship. So I don't really care who wins.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If I'm being honest, it feels like it's Northeastern's tournament to lose simply because I feel like they have the best goaltender. And so I always tend to side with the team that has the best goaltender.
I think BU has a really good goaltender, but they also have a good, better team around them, in my opinion.
They do, but I think, you know, when push comes to shove, Levi's the kind of guy who could steal you a game. And, you know, they – so for me, it's Northeastern's tournament to lose, but – You know, certainly that's not saying that BU stinks and doesn't have a shot.
Do you think BU's going to win the regular season championship?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, probably just based on points, they probably will, where they are and where, you know, Northeastern is. You know, I mean, I think if you had to, you'd probably say, you know, depending upon how the things shake out, I mean, it's probably not too far to say, you know, a BU-NU title game could be a possibility. So
in the playoffs you're talking about.
Yeah, in the playoffs.
I hope that doesn't happen. I like to see non-Boston teams. There was like a run where like before 2020 or 2021 where like a Boston team was always in the Hockey's championship game except for in 2014. And I feel like I want to see some new teams make it the final frankly, I just want to see UConn versus new teams in the final every year. But obviously, you know, that's wishful thinking on my part. But we'll see what happens. It's been nice to sort of see a run with different teams outside of Boston sort of make the championship game in hockey. That's just my opinion. Yeah. But obviously, my opinion isn't that important to a lot of people. So.
Well, it certainly doesn't affect who makes it. So
I would say
if my opinion determined who made it, I would be a very happy man. UConn would probably be like the best dynasty in college hockey right now.
I would say be prepared for a good possibility of two Boston teams being in the playing at the TD Garden.
We'll see what happens for sure. I can see it. I could see a Merrimack potentially pulling an upset in the semifinals. You never know.
We'll see.
Well, thanks, Chris, for coming on the podcast. I appreciate it. I love bickering with you a little bit. It's always a good time. And I'll try to get you on next week's episode as well. We'll see what happens with that, though. Regardless, though, I'm hoping for 6 points, a nice quarterfinal home game, and hopefully we'll be talking about what UConn needs to do to make it back to the Garden next weekend. So thank you, everyone, for listening as well. And hopefully there won't be 2 games next week. We're hoping for just the one on Saturday. But regardless, really good weekend, though, for UConn, and I think the boys are heading in the right direction, which is good to see. And I think this team, when all things are clicking, they're one of the best teams in Hockey East. And I'm not just saying that being a fan. I really believe that, and I think Cav is a smart coach, and I feel like he'll figure out what UConn needs to do to win some of these playoff games. So we'll see what happens. Any final words, though, before we end the pod?
No, just this is the best time of year, you know, rounding out, we'll see what happens.
The best. Everyone says college basketball is the best in March. I think you're missing out. It's college hockey, in my opinion. But the hockey people need to start hyping up their college athletics a little bit more, in my opinion. But we'll see what happens with that. Regardless, though, thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great weekend. Be safe. It might snow this Friday or Saturday. So if you're going to Toscana listening to this, make sure you're driving safely and not sliding in the snow, because I heard that happened to a few people last Saturday. So regardless, thanks for listening. Have a good one. I'll see you guys next week. Bye. You got a smile that makes the sun rise.